the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Party going this morning. Tammy Ward is here from the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
I'm excited. Listen, it's a good morning.
It's a Friday.
Yes. How are you today?
I'm fine. The sun is shining.
I don't know if I believe you.
I am fine.
Listen, I have to tell you, I always like save my venting about the spam texts for you.
Oh, gee, I'm so privileged.
What do they want from me? So literally somebody called me the other day and she was an actual person trying to ask me about my car warranty. You know, like we haven't picked up on this by now.
I've blocked so many phone calls with that.
Like, seriously, if you think you're going to get us by now, like, I don't even know. But I lost my marbles on her. I'm going to just go ahead and admit that. I am human, too.
Yes.
And it was one of those days. I think it was Monday. And it was, you know what?
Or it could have been Tuesday because Monday was a holiday for some people. So Tuesday could have been Monday.
It could have been. Either way, I said, really? 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 My car is like 18 years old. I do not have a warranty on it anymore. If it's extended, we're having a huge issue.
That's when usually you don't get a real life person, but that's when you kind of want to think to yourself, okay, so should I really say, oh, you found it? I thought it was at the bottom of the lake.
What? I burned that thing. Did you find the fingerprints? It wasn't me. Oh my goodness.
I'm pretty sure I reported that.
Exactly. I thought insurance took care of that. Oh my gosh. 850-437-1620. Tammy is here from the Better Business Bureau. We're going to get updated about everything happening in, well, scam world.
Well,
all
actually,
scammers, but something else is happening.
Okay.
No. Well, it's the holiday. We're entering
Spring
into the holiday
me.
Season.
Oh, yes.
And so, do you see like an uptick of spamming and scamming and everything happening during this time of year?
One of the main things that we will be seeing shortly is the secret sister. And it's usually on social media. Now, if you have your settings so that you don't get anybody but your friends and you want to do something with them and share, you know, presents or whatnot, that's one thing. But we call it the secret sister scam because they just put out a blanket Facebook message and ask you to sign up and exchange gifts via post office, via UPS, whatever. Just very, you know, you want to be very careful, especially if you don't know these people. There are some things you cannot, like wine, that you really should not be just mailing out to somebody. But for the most part, it's a scam because you don't know who they are. It was interesting because last year I was telling, you know, somebody had sent me this from my sorority and they're like, oh no, it's fine, it's fine. And so I went through a little bit of detail. Well, then I started getting a couple things in the mail and it was from my secret sister and I knew I didn't sign up for it.
Oh no.
And so I put it out on my Facebook page and one of the local reporters instant messaged me and said, hey, I want to do a story on this. I said, well, let me look into it a little bit more because it was over the weekend. And then I had one of my sorority sisters instant message me and say, are you sure it wasn't from one of, you know, our sisters? And I said, well, I didn't sign up to be in any of this. So I went to the package and I went to, you can go online. It was from Amazon. And you can ask to either return it without the sender knowing, or thank the sender. So when I hit thank the sender, it actually gave me a name.
No.
And
look at you,
I only know
Angela
one
Lansbury.
Person. And I only know one person in my sorority that has the same spelling of that name. And so I instant messaged her and she goes, "Yes, I'm sorry. We thought that it would be cute to get you some things since you were, you know, so adamant about this." And I said, "Do you realize that you almost ended up on the 6 o'clock news?" And she was very taken aback. And I said, "This is what I do for a living. And this is why I was telling people this." And she couldn't believe it. I got a notice that I had something at Edible Arrangements, and she had gotten me chocolate covered strawberries with a big "I apologize."
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Hey, because, it worked out in your favor.
Yeah.
Hello.
Because they were like, "You actually work for the Better Business Bureau? This is what you," and I said, "Yes."
Yes. Hello. The triple B threat. Oh my goodness though. And that's the thing is like, after I had COVID,
mm-hmm.
I got a whole bunch of like texts, like one of them had something about like, take your COVID, what's it called? Like survey right now.
Yes.
And because it didn't come from the number that was connected to the Florida Department of Health,
mm-hmm.
I didn't click on it. I just like swiped and deleted.
Right.
And I don't know if that was the best thing to do. Plus, you know, I mean, what do they want to know? It felt terrible.
Delete.
So much.
Yeah, definitely delete it. But funny that you should mention that, because one of the things I was going to talk about was the COVID, another scam that's coming out. And it's a lot of times in the text messages. But it's basically saying, because of COVID, we're giving you a free subscription to this or that, and then, you know, it's by text, so you click on the link and then they're asking you, so say it's Netflix or Hulu or something like that, and you click on the link and then they ask you to log in. Well, then they've got your login information.
Oh,
and
no.
Or they ask you, you know, to provide your credit card just so that they can verify things like that. So anything that comes by email or text message, especially text message, because it doesn't have to have a whole lot in there besides a link and you don't know if it's true or not. But
exactly.
Emails, they can copy and paste and they, you know, it can look legitimate. But if you were to scroll over where you're supposed to actually click on that URL, even though it might say, you know, Hulu.com or Netflix.com, if you scroll over and don't click on it, you can see the actual URL that you're going to, the actual website. And 9.5 times out of 10, it is not going to be the actual site. It's going to be the scammer site that they put together so that they can get your private information.
Wow.
So you want to be very careful, especially like I said, with the text messages, because you don't know. It's very, you would think it was very simple if it was a bank that you don't bank at and they want you to sign in because there's a problem.
Sure.
Well, you know, if a certain financial institution sends me a text and I know I don't bank there, then I'm just going to delete the message. But when it's something like the social medias or, you know, paid subscriptions to things, and you happen to be one of those people that have a subscription, you may think that it's true. But my suggestion is, don't do anything on your phone. Go to the actual website and sign in with your information and see if that offer is actually true.
Oh, okay. So there's a way around it.
It should be on your account.
Okay. Very good. Hey, it's 9:44 here in News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel, 850-437-1620. If you have a question for Tammy Ward, she's here from the Better Business Bureau, keeping you safe and giving you a list of trustworthy businesses to go to that are certified through the Better Business Bureau. It's always look for that triple B stamp of approval. To know that they're actually abiding by laws and doing things right. But we have to take a quick break. Again, if you have a question, 850-437-1620. Tammy, what do we want to talk about when we come back?
Oh, there's a women's leadership conference that really isn't one.
Oh, well, you got me hooked. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Did you know the impact video has on the mind of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That's 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of the day is spent watching video, what is your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect the ability to appear where they're watching this content? If it does not yet, it will soon. Hey, it's Callie Skelly, Digital Campaign Success Manager at ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and so much more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
My name's Ashley Booth Norris. I am an emergency medicine physician. So COVID doesn't discriminate. Again, it affects people of every age, every race. It doesn't care how old you are. It doesn't care who you are. It's affecting everyone. And so it's important for you to get vaccinated to protect yourself, those that you love, as well as everyone around you. We're racing against the clock here before the next variant comes around.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Hospital Association, the Florida Medical Association, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Captain Eric here with Southeast Air Shuttle. You've heard Andrew McKay talk about how easy it is to fly with me. We jump in the plane and go. There's no lines, no hassles, and no TSA. I'm an Air Force veteran, but I grew up in a Navy family, and the Blue Angels were always a part of my life, and watching them inspired me to become a pilot. And that's why Southeast Air Shuttle is proud to be a sponsor of the history of the Blue Angels. I may not fly the Super Hornet, but my Saratoga will get you where you want to be when you need to be there. It's flying the way it's supposed to be. Southeast Air Shuttle, veteran-owned, veteran-flown. Visit us at flysoutheast.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. Know more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money talk on The Ramsey Show. No more, because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
But it's gonna be a good day.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr here with Tammy Ward from the Better Business Bureau. That was
a
lot of B's.
It's a very good day. I know when you say triple B, it's like I'm looking for barbecue.
Oh, man.
No.
I love barbecue. Listen, we can't talk food. All I have
it's
is an
too
apple.
Early for food.
No, we're having a good day. We're here to help you. And if you have questions, 850-437-1620. Here's a question before we talk about the women's conference. It's
sure.
Not really a women's conference. And watch your back. We're going to help you, but also scam you. Okay. Sounds like a good time. Here's a question from our friend Henry. What about the Facebook posts, like, can you give a word with, you know, double O in it other than cool? Like, are those kind of scammers? You know, you see it kind of comes up in like your trending or something you might like.
That, if you're just posting it, is okay, because you're just going to put a word in. But what you want to be careful with those social medias, especially Facebook, is when they ask you, you know, who is, you know, what color is your rainbow, or what famous person do you, you know, look at? Because when you click on there, you go to a different site, and then they start asking you questions. And if you would, you know, look at those questions, those answers to those questions could possibly be some of your passwords to things that you use. And so you just want to be careful. I don't do any of those anymore. I just bypass those. I might read what my friends put in there, but I don't do it myself, because that's one of the, you know, one of the things that scammers will do is they'll create this, whatever it is, you know, what animal are you, or, you know, what will you come back in a different life? I don't know, whatever question it is, they'll ask you a series of questions.
What kind of potato are you?
Yeah. They'll ask you a series of questions, and those answers, you know, could possibly be associated with your passwords. So you want to be careful with that.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Oh man. Don't get me started. I already lost myself on one this week. So
what? You had,
the lady who called me to scam me.
Yeah.
Listen, don't start with me. All right, Henry. Yeah, watch out for those. Just be careful with what you're answering and who you're adding on Facebook.
Right. If you're clicking on something to go to someplace else, watch that. But if you're just posting it from that original post and you're not taking, you know, you're not going anywhere else, then you should be okay.
Okay, very good. 850-437-1620. If you have any more questions for Tammy Ward with the Better Business Bureau, that's 437-1620. Okay, so tell me more about this women's conference.
So there's an email that's going around, and it's suggesting that there's a women's leadership summit coming to your state. So that would be Florida for us. And they want you to click on a link. And when you go to that website, there might be some, you know, very famous people that you recognize with their name and their bio and their, you know, picture. And in some of the reports we've received, CEOs from Apple, from Netflix, from Whole Foods have been on those, and they'll have the information as far as the event, but they won't have where it is. There's not going to be specific information, but they'll want you to go ahead and click on to put in your credit card. And in some instances, they don't even tell you how much the summit's going to be. If you do a little bit of research, you'll find out that it's not a legitimate summit and they're just trying to get your information. And how easy it is to copy and paste names and pictures and bios and, you know, just put something up that's fake. So you want to be careful about any of those services that are going on. This is kind of in line with we had one where there was going to be festivals, and I'm sure you've heard about that famous one that, you know, people flew to the Bahamas or somewhere for
something like the fire
something like that. That,
man,
was about a year or so ago.
Got screwed.
Yes, and there's actually been documentaries that have been made, so I've watched them.
They,
yeah,
got me.
Exactly. And so, you know, even though the guy wanted to be legitimate and put it up, you know, that happens. And so anybody can make a website. Anybody can, you know, get a list of email addresses and send things out. So whenever you get something like that, if you're at all interested, do some research and, you know, just Google things and find out. We actually had someone a couple years ago that was going to business saying that they were having an event for children at the Interstate Fairgrounds. And the owner said, "We'll come back on Thursday when my accountant's here, and, you know, she can write you a check." Well, when the accountant got the information, she called us and said, "You know, this is somebody that just walked into our building, said they were doing this. Do you know anything about it?"
Right.
I did one quick phone call to the Interstate Fairgrounds and found out that they weren't doing anything.
No.
And so we contacted that business back and said, "Hey, you know, if that person comes back, call the police, you know, because this person is not, they just want your money. There's nothing going on at the Interstate Fairgrounds." So just do a little bit of research.
Ask those questions, huh?
Exactly. If you want to, you know, we are caring people. We want to believe people when they say that they are in need and they need things and they want things. But just do a little bit of research, and it's very, for the most part, it's very easy to find out whether something's legitimate or not.
Yeah. And man, it's a sad thing, because you want to help people.
Exactly. And that's why BBB is here, to help our consumers. So when you call and ask us if something is a scam and we tell you it is, please don't argue with us.
No, it's not a scam. Let me give them my money. Like, okay, that makes sense. Hey, what's the number they can call if they believe somebody is committing fraud or trying to scam them?
850-429-0002.
929-0002. Okay. Hey, we're going to take another quick break here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, but we're going to wrap up hopefully some good news with the Better Business Bureau. Maybe something to lift your spirits on this beautiful Friday morning.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Call the independent insurance agents at Beck Partners Insurance, 476-3745, 476-3745.
The Pensacola Interstate Fair starts this Thursday for 11 big days with Dollar Day, $1 admission, and $1 ride. Free shows featuring Rodney Atkins.
Cause I've been watching you.
LBJ.
He ain't my foot, but he's my boy.
Eliminator KC. Tribute to ZZ Top. White Tie Rock Ensemble. Jordan Chase. Night Fevers. Evening with the Bee Gees. And Resurrection. Tribute to Journey. Over 60 great rides. Plus, Kids Day. Military and First Responders Day. Ladies Day. And Midnight Madness. Get Super Saver half-price admission tickets and $5 off-ride wristbands in advance. PensacolaFair.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. It's 9:58 here, and Tammy Ward and I have been talking everything Better Business Bureau, keeping you safe from scammers. Yeah, your car warranty is probably not up. Don't try to renew it. Don't fall for it. If you do, I'm going to be mad at you too. No. But we have good news. The good news is you can go online 48/7.
Gee, thanks.
Tammy needs a vacation. No, the Better Business Bureau is always open to serve you and serve our community and protect you.
Right. And even when our door is actually closed, you can go to www.bbb.org and look up any business that's within our area or even out of state. You can put in the business name, and you can put in the city and state, or if you don't know the exact business and you're looking for a type of business, you can do that too, and there'll be a list of businesses for you.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're having a hard time getting a roofer after everything happening from Hurricane Sally, everybody's getting their new roofs finally. I can see them starting to pop up.
Right.
Double check that roofing business. Double check those construction businesses. Double check everything that's going on, plumbing. The things you don't know, and it could hurt you later. So Better Business Bureau, thank you so much, Tammy.
You're welcome. It was great to be here this morning.
We had fun.
Yes, we did. And it's 24 hours in a day, not 48. But
that's
thank
right.
you.
We're, sometimes it feels like 48. All right, don't go anywhere. Stefan Schmidt is going to join me in just a few moments. It's time for Boat Smart this beautiful Friday morning, 850-437-1620.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.